Mother's Day isn't a religious holiday according to the liturgical calendars. Some churches celebrate it. Some ask that all mothers stand up and they hand out pink carnations or yellow carnations or white carnations. In Unitarian Universalist churches across the U.S. today, scattered ministers will tell the story of our own Unitarian abolitionist, Julia Ward Howe, how she issued her Mother's Day proclamation against war, how in 1872 she asked for women to join together for peace. They'll share with mildly interested congregations the fact that Howe asked for the first Mother's Day to be celebrated in June. Most of them will admit the fact that nobody cared. It wasn't until 1908, when Anna Jarvis led the celebration of the first modern Mother's Day, that the holiday came into existence. And even then, it was a fight. The holiday is supposed to celebrate our mothers, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. Thank you, Wikipedia. Apparently badly made breakfast in bed and overpriced cards from Hallmark play in there somewhere, at least according to Hallmark. But if words have baggage, the word mother often comes with three suitcases, a trunk, and two carry-ons. Talking about our moms is hard. Who are our mothers? Well, our mothers may be the people who physically gave us life. It's not a prerequisite. Our mothers are the ones who were there. They're the people who heard the song, "Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys," and thought, "Oh my God, you mean I have to worry about that too?" Our mothers cut our meat small enough that we wouldn't choke, and when we choked anyway, because we were eating with two forks at seven, they cleaned up the mess and reminded us again not to eat so fast. Mom was there at 3 a.m. when we had the chicken pox or the migraine. Mom was there the first time a boy asked us out on a date, or the first time a girl said, "Nah, I don't want to go out on a date with you." Mom was there. Mom cleaned our skin knees even when we bled on the rug. She taught us that silly song about the llama or the camel or the apples. She didn't scream when we sang it 500 times and then 5,000. She didn't bang her head on anything when we wanted to play that game with all the pieces and the cards and the weird rule book and the plastic things. Even when she stepped on them. For all the moms who worked and worried and made sure we had dinner and that it was safe. For all the moms who were there to clap us every time we did something great, hug us every time we needed it. This is their day. We celebrate with joy their lessons about how to be present, how to listen, how to love. And if we did grow up to be cowboys, we ride well and we love our horses because of them, because they taught us what that means. But not every mother enjoys every minute of the process. Writer Anna Marie Kelly Harbaugh says, "I long to celebrate Mother's Day my way, quietly, selfishly. I spend every day with my family on Mother's Day. I want to be left alone to do whatever I want, the way I want to do it, before I became a mother. I fantasize about sitting on my porch with a cool seasonal beverage, reading in the breeze. I want a garden, but only a little. I want to jog without a stroller, eat a salad from start to finish with no interruptions, vegetable complaints, or ketchup. I wouldn't mind pushing a button to summon my children briefly. I would smile at them. I would feel pride, and then I'd want to push another button and watch them go away again. Just today. I wouldn't mind a date with my husband, but preferably to two separate movies. In his, some guy could make clever quips as he kills bad guys and stops train and beds women with... My film would be a foreign subtitled thing that evoked memories of my time as a college student overseas. Maybe we could meet for dinner afterwards, but only at a restaurant where they use real napkins and not one of the choices is macaroni and cheese. So our mothers, back to our mothers. Some of our mothers were there and not there. They kept us from running into the road. They made sure we didn't starve. They did their best. But their hearts were maybe somewhere else. Some were too tired, and some were too sick, and some were alone, and others wished they were. Some had always wanted to paint in Paris and got pregnant. Some wanted to help with homework, but lost their tempers and turned away. Others tried to help, but didn't read that well, or maybe they just couldn't do the math. They got it wrong, and they screwed it up, and they screwed us up, and they screwed themselves up, and they came back. They came back over and over again. For all of our moms who tried and failed and failed and tried again. For all the moms who never seemed to get it right but didn't leave. We celebrate their struggle today. We see their pain, and we honor them. We honor you if you're one of those moms. If we grew up to be cowboys, we ride bravely because of them. We're not afraid of sudden changes or mistakes. We just pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and go again. We say, thanks, Mom. You showed me how to do that. So who are our mothers again? Some of our mothers just weren't there. We never met them. They left as soon as we were born. They walked away or ran away or faded away over months or years. Some died, others just weren't around. Some we lost to selfishness, alcohol, drug addiction. Some to the promises of boyfriends or husbands or girlfriends. To the promise of a bigger city or a newer life. Some we lost to jail or mental illness. Some we lost because they could not keep us, but gave us up with tears in their eyes and pain in their hearts. They would have had it any other way. And some of us became cowboys too, wild and fierce gunslingers on untamed horses. Mostly because no one was ever around to tell us it was a bad idea. Today we honor all those mothers, the mothers who couldn't stay, who didn't stay. We honor those who wished it could have been different and all those who just never realized there was another way. We may not be able to forgive, but we can recognize they didn't want it that way. So who are our mothers again? Writer Alison Luderman says this in her poem, Invisible Work. Because no one could ever praise me enough. Because I don't mean these poems only, but the unseen, unbelievable effort it takes to live the life that goes in between them. I think all the time about invisible work, about the young mother on welfare I interviewed years ago who said, it's hard. God, it's hard. You bring him to the park. You run rings around yourself. You keep him safe. You cut hot dogs into bite-sized pieces for his dinner. And there's no one. No one who says, what a good job you're doing. How you were patient and loving for the thousandth time, even though you had a headache. And I, who am used to feeling sorry for myself because I am lonely, while all the while, as the Chippewa poem says, I am being carried by great winds across the sky through all of the invisible work that stitches up the world day and night, the slow, unglamorous work of healing, the way worms in the garden tunnel so that the earth can breathe, and bees ransack the world into being, while owls and poets stalk shadows our loneliest labors under the moon. There are mothers for everything, and the sea is a mother too, whispering and whispering to us long after we stop listening. I stopped and let myself lean a moment against the blue shoulder of air. The work of my heart is the work of the world's heart. There is no other art. Mothers are those who do the work of the world's heart. Some of them are related to us by blood or adoption or marriage. Some are recognized and called mom or mama or mommy or mother or ma. Some are grandma or granny or nana or oma. Some mothers are named Bill or Frank, and some mothers are called dad. And some are not related to us at all. Some are the teachers and the lunch ladies of our childhood, the librarians who always took the extra time or had the extra cookie, the storyteller who inspired us and listened to our own stories, the Girl Scout leaders and ministers, the cashier at the gas station who watched for us every day after school and made sure we got there safe, who listened about our day between stocking shelves and wiping up floors. Today we honor every one of those who fill the spot marked mother in our souls. They weren't perfect, but they were ours. For the mothers who raised us with love and care and joy and wonder, thank you. Thank you. For the mothers who didn't get it right, boy, they didn't get it right. But they tried as hard as they could. Thank you. Thank you. For the mothers who got it wrong, really got it wrong, hurt us and broke us, we recognize that just as we are shaped by our lives, you were shaped by yours. Whether or not we forgive, we honor the fact that you shaped our lives. Thank you. Thank you. For the mothers who came later in our lives and who stayed, thank you. For the mothers who left and never forgot, thank you. For the mothers who regret nothing, because there's little to regret, they got it. They really got it. Thank you. Thank you. For the mothers who regret nothing, because they can't even comprehend what they did that they should regret. Thank you. For the mothers who mourn because they have lost a child, thank you. For the mothers who gave a child away for a better life, thank you. For the mothers who received a child that was not theirs by birth, thank you. Bless the mothers who let us grow up because of firemen. Teachers and doctors, bless all who do the work of loving and guiding children in this world. Bless all the children who grow up to have children themselves. And mamas, don't just let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Get out there and take some riding lessons with them. Amen.